The views expressed on the Big Shiny podcast do not express the views of Big Shiny Robot as a whole, its subsidiaries, or its sponsors.
And the Big Shiny podcast contains coarse language like
penis butt.
Listener discretion is advised.
Hey man, I'm Kevin Smith.
Jason Mewes.
Welcome to Big Shiny Robot.
Welcome to the
latest episode of the Big Shiny Podcast.
At least
that
we know.
A female voice?
At least we know what episode it is now.
Yeah. I'm gonna listen to Hello Sweetie over here. We did a podcast with Big Shiny Robot. Those fuckers had to re-record.
Right?
What a bunch of amateurs.
This is episode 31, though, and sitting to my left, making us re-record this.
Hi.
Yeah, shut the fuck up, Tom.
Hi.
Also known as Zombietron.
I actually have it tattooed on my chest. Shut the fuck up, Tom.
I paid for it.
Yeah, it's new.
I paid for
it's
it.
New.
Makes it my bitch.
Is it backwards so when you look in the mirror?
It reminds him.
Shut the fuck up, Tom.
I have saving up a little money so I can get the teardrop right here to symbolize me crying.
That's not what that means.
That's why they looked at me so weird.
He goes into a tattoo parlor.
Can I get the teardrop so it looks like I'm crying?
I'm out on
sir.
That.
Sitting to my right is Jimmy, also known as Mexicus Prime.
Yo, yo, yo.
And I am Tyson, also known as R-Spot. And joining us this episode is Danielle and Rebecca from the Hello Sweetie podcast.
What up, what up? Wiggity, wiggity, whack, yo.
It is getting wiggity, wiggity, whack.
Speak into your mic. There we go.
So, hey. Wait. Hey, we just started over, Lucas.
Hey.
Guess.
We had to rewind.
Is there a click track?
No, there wasn't a click track.
We can take care of that.
No.
We really can, but no, it was actually, it was looping it weird.
It was double looping.
Here, say hello to the folks.
Hello, folks.
Hi, Lucas.
Hi, Lucas.
Hi, Lucas.
This podcast is really weird with female representation.
What do you mean?
It's healthy for it.
Yeah? I'm guessing Jimmy said a lot less.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jimmy's
lots
not talking
less.
As much.
Thanks, Tom. I didn't know where to yell.
Yeah, Jimmy's intimidated.
Jimmy's just like staring.
Jim-timidated.
He's staring at him awkwardly.
Jim-timidation.
Yeah, who put Jimmy next to the gals?
God damn it.
I've seen next to lugs and people that stare at themselves in the mirror.
We're afraid of girls on this side of the table, so Jimmy's kind of our healthy buffer.
That's not a healthy buffer.
Yeah, we're starting to realize
there's
that.
There's yellow tape, like right here. Like,
I feel across yucky. I have to sit closer to him.
And my hands are underneath the table.
That's the problem.
Oh.
Hands on the table.
Hands
there,
on
sunshine.
The table.
All right, there we go.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Did you bite the tip off one and throw it back in there?
Yeah, I did.
We just kissed.
What, did you eat it?
You guys sure did.
Are you guys
Eskimo brothers?
We are Eskimo brothers.
That was the
candy
chocolate
corn.
Part, though.
It was pretty good.
Chocolatey. Oh. Poopy. It tastes like poop.
Gonna have to call and log that with Taco Corp.
It's poop.
You got right. The poop tip.
So we are recording live from the Modagogo Halloween group show. And we are going to talk about our favorite prints. We got to do this again, guys.
Yeah.
Okay,
our favorite prints. But now we're all ready and we're prepared.
I am so prepared.
I can tell a better story this time.
Oh, so we're getting a different version?
Yeah, better version.
Or just more succinct.
Just like, I'm going to try to say the word like less.
Here's a white tip for you.
Yes.
That's
you're welcome. Here's a white tip. Don't go into sketchy neighborhoods.
Stay out of Rose Park.
White tip.
White tip. That's a new. That should be a new thing. Let's make a Twitter account for that.
Hashtag
white tips.
At white tips.
Hashtag white
and
tip.
And it'll be a picture of like the candy corn white tip. But.
Hashtag white tip. Get your pumpkin spice latte with non-fat milk.
That's like a basic bitch thing,
just
right?
So Trader Joe's has a pumpkin spice coffee.
Everything.
Yeah, and I've spent like $8 a week buying these buckets of pumpkin spice coffee, and I'm drinking it by the gallon.
Tom, are you a basic bitch?
Tom's a basic bitch.
It's so good.
It's amazing.
It's so good. And then they've got the pumpkin spice biscotti.
Yep, had those.
And the pumpkin spice scone cookies.
Yep. And we did the salted caramel.
This derailed really fast. Yeah.
This is, all right, hold on. This is coming from a white person, but why do white people love pumpkin flavored shit so much?
Because it's awesome.
I've been trying to figure that out my whole life.
I've been drinking pumpkin beer. I'm drinking every brand of pumpkin beer I can find.
Here's the all right. around this time of year, every year, this is how it goes. I go so to the grocery store and I buy like, I always buy like the Squatter's Party Pack, right?
Right.
And this time of year, they always come with three of their pumpkin.
The pumpkin ones are good.
Garbage.
No,
garbage.
They're shit.
Garbage.
But this is what happens.
You're garbage. You're garbage.
I buy the box and then I'm like, oh, pumpkin beer. And I always drink one. Every single fucking year I drink one. And I'm like, this is disgusting. And I have to like choke
just
it down halfway through because I'm not wasting a beer.
Like
I'm going to.
Do you know what? I have like a problem with beer in general. So for some reason the pumpkin one tastes better. I think all beer tastes
the
same.
Beer?
You taste the same.
Now let me tell you,
I don't have a refined taste for beer or wine. I'll still drink it, but
I can't stand wine, so.
Now one year I actually brewed a nutmeg beer for Christmas, and it was delicious.
Do you homebrew?
I do.
I used to work at the Beer Nut.
Do you even homebrew, bro?
Bro, do you even homebrew?
How long ago did you work at the Beer Nut?
I have beef
like
with the Beer Nut.
Like 5 years. Oh, no.
Did you work with Brent?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh,
maybe.
He worked there about 5 years ago.
Maybe.
And he worked with me.
So this was about 7 years ago. I walked in the Beer Nut. This was like when I was getting so, maybe even 8 years ago. I walked in there.
When I was
in
eighth grade.
I'd like to start homebrewing. Like, what do I need? Like, I'm essentially a blank check. Like, hey, money's not.
They have kits.
Yeah, well, right. But I'm like, money's not an option. Just tell me what I need. Like, I don't want the super basic.
Jesus Christ.
He doesn't want to be a basic bitch. He wants to be a medium level bitch.
And they were dicks to me. They treated me like an idiot. They're like, oh, some newbie getting into this. And I'm like.
They were beer hipsters.
So I go to Salt City Brew Supply now.
Homebrew hipsters.
But
they're not much better.
Every time I go in there, those guys, like, I chat them up all the time. They give me, like, I ask them, like, stupid questions, and they're, like, cool about it.
Beer matching.
I don't know. So, I could have just gotten the wrong guy.
Maybe.
On a non-beer topic.
I want names.
Can we go back?
What about art prints?
I want to see the results.
Can we go back to art prints?
Can we talk about art prints?
Yes, please.
Thanks for derailing us, Jimmy.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Thanks, Jimmy.
That is an amazing
God
costume.
Damn it, Jimmy.
I'm just looking at the costumes.
Spider-Man.
Oh, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a baby Spider-Man. Doing baby Spider-Man things.
What's up, beer does?
His face called
baby does.
No.
Like all these guys.
Yo. Totally just like,
these fucking guys.
They didn't tell me Big Shiny Robot would be here.
He like knows.
And what's it? What is he? A cobra?
Cobra Commander. Yeah. Or he's just like a cobra karate dude.
Art prints.
Art prints.
Okay, so one time I went to Phoenix Comic Con. And it was my first time at a big convention.
Oh, my God.
And we stopped at the first booth, and I bought something. And I was like, oh, no, this trip is going to get real expensive. But I bought two prints. They're Doctor Who prints, and they're quotes. There's the timey-wimey quote and the one where he is, like, he's the fire and I see his rage and blah, blah, blah. But it looks like a chalkboard. Like, it's a really cool, like, graphic design word print.
Can I tell you something? The first time you showed me that, like, he is the fire and ice, I thought that it was a Game of Thrones print. And then, like, I kept reading and I was like, this doesn't make any sense.
Why would I put a Game of Thrones print in my house?
That's another added confusion.
Because secretly you're a crow.
Nah.
Nope.
She's like, fuck you, Tom, no.
Danielle. See, yeah? She's learning already.
Yeah.
Favorite
Shut
print.
The fuck up, Tom.
My favorite print. From Obaki Style.
Right.
The Princess Bubblegum.
Megan Mitchell.
Yes, it's wonderful. And she's adorable.
She's
she and
awesome.
Her husband are like the nicest people.
Nick.
Oh, and
Nick.
About them, I was at dinner. And they are now on Instagram.
Shut the front door.
They're
I need to find
Instagram.
It. Okay, I'm finding
the
it.
Last time I checked that they didn't
last
have...
Last night.
Last time I checked, the door
oh,
was open.
Their something? Instagram went up last night.
Oh.
At Obaki Style, I believe.
Okay, I'm going to find it. And then the other one is the one that I just barely got at Comic-Con. And it's, I can't remember the artist's name. I think it's Jason Kim. And it's Batman looking all sad, looking out over Gotham. And it says, it's okay to be sad. It's the
there's a Hulk one where Hulk is holding a little itty-bitty kitten. And it says, Hulk no smash.
They're
it's
so
adorbs.
Good. Like, they're like repeating this verbatim.
I know.
I'm
they're
impressed.
Really good at this.
Because I'm
not.
Like, what did I say was my favorite print? Like,
I don't know.
Just make up a new one.
Yeah. It was so
We've
cool.
been We're professionals. This. We've been doing this for a while,
yeah.
Okay?
Clearly.
Jesus.
Clearly.
We just celebrated our third anniversary.
Really?
Yeah.
My second.
Her second. Well, technically,
That's
it's
really
sad, our
second.
Because
they are a lot better at this, and we've been doing it longer.
Yeah. Yeah, but are they just drunk as we are when they do it? Because I feel like that retards
so.
Us by 2 years.
This is an energy drink.
No, we're sober.
That's why.
Like, we've only done two drunk episodes. Well, I've done three.
Well, I think it's too late to change our ways.
My
so.
Hands are on the table, and it's vibrating.
It was my phone.
Okay.
I just Is it Andrew?
I don't want to be accused of anything.
No.
Shout out to Andrew and Fred Pickles.
I tried to get him to come, and he was like, no, I'm going to stay home and play D&D.
Aw, cute.
He didn't want to go out and get fried pickles with me then?
That's I tried. Weird. I'm... Right now. Fried pickles, bro? Dear boyfriend.
Do you even fry pickles, bro?
Bro, do you even
fry pickles?
Jimmy, Tom, what is your favorite prince?
No, we went to you next. Tom,
okay.
We're trying to recreate.
Wait, we gotta go back.
So I've got a couple. So Bill Galvin does incredible art, and I've got, well, first of all, I have almost all of his monsters. We've got his Bride of Frankenstein, his Frankenstein. But I bought from him a Donkey Kong, and it's amazing because it's just like this perfect, like very classic Donkey Kong, like a family portrait almost. He's all standing there all proper, and it looks like businessman Donkey Kong hanging up in my office. Another one is I got.
Wait, Donkey Kong already has a tie.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Donkey Kong already has a tie.
This is his fancy tie.
Yeah, you don't understand. He only wears part of a tie. Like he doesn't have the full suit on.
No,
he has a suit on.
He wears the collar and he has a tie.
Yeah. This he has sleeves. Like he's in a suit. Yeah.
You said it was a tie.
I don't think you're recalling your own prayer.
Right. No, because you said he was wearing a tie this time.
So let's stop the episode and redo it again.
All right, let's re-record. So anyway,
the tie.
Also, I bought a bunch of Ninja Turtles from Shelby Robertson last year. They're really awesome and violent looking, and I love them. The end.
And there are some horror-themed Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles that you need to check out.
And she showed me them in between not recording and recording the second time.
I just pretended that we didn't do that yet.
Go back inside.
Can you find them and put them on my Facebook?
Okay, I don't even have you on Facebook, bro. Do
weird.
I?
Weird. I don't know. I don't use it very good.
We're twins!
So
touch tips.
It's right here. I took it off for a minute.
There's a lot of good ones, but those are my favorites. Jimmy, what are your favorites?
I don't know.
Hold on just a sec. Marcus, come here. Hold your microphone up for Marcus.
Marcus.
This is Marcus. You wouldn't be on the podcast last year, which was a really good business decision on your part.
Yeah.
But
this year you've got somebody else selling all these amazing arts.
Yeah.
So hello, sir.
Marcus and Eric, they are partners in life and in business.
And in crime.
And in loving.
Every once in a while we throw Tyson in there.
Yeah.
Just to mix it up.
They just make a sandwich out of it.
Do you get rug burns?
Yeah, he's got too much hair on his chest.
That's what I was asking.
I shaved.
On this audio podcast.
So, Modagogo, you're nice enough to host us.
Yeah.
How's this show compared to last year?
It's pretty great. We actually got more artists, and everyone's been making the comment about how the caliber of the art has just kind of gone up, even from last year.
Nice.
So, it's great to see. It's interesting because we normally, a lot of the artists that we haven't seen for a full year showed up for the Halloween show, so we got probably about a dozen of them who... It was like, I've been waiting for this since last year, and so they've been preparing.
Wow, I've been watching you walk around putting sold stickers on a bunch of stuff, so that's good.
Yep.
That's awesome.
And we sell tons and tons of prints.
Nice.
So it just, a lot of people are like, well, I don't know that I want to spend $600 on a vampire, but... As they're passing by, they've got a dozen prints in their hands and spending a couple $100 in prints. So
we constantly have people like it's weird because it looks like they're staring at me and Jimmy, but they're actually looking.
They're
at
actually
Nosferatu.
Staring at just me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because
just
Mexican.
Me.
Yeah,
yeah, the whole
you know how it is. You get it.
Is he even allowed in here?
Who? Him? Special exceptions. That's what the bulldog out front is for. Anyway, thank you very much for having us.
Thank you.
And when your lesser half comes by, we'll grab him too.
Okay.
You're my favorite.
Thank you.
Only because I work with Eric. All right.
So, and just so you guys know, you won't be hearing this live, but when you're done hearing this, I want you to hang up the podcast and come down to this gallery and spend money.
Because it's a really great gallery.
It really
is. Because this is my second time here, because the first time was Heather's show.
Yeah.
And I was super impressed. It's like, damn.
I love vintage retro furniture.
Right.
And I would stuff my house with it.
Yeah, and it's like an audiophile. They've got some really, really sick retro, like, cabinets for record players.
Yeah.
A bunch of cool stuff there. I mean, they just got great stuff here. Great decanters. So.
Yeah, I bought a couple decanters from them. And, hey, Megan and Nick, Obaki style.
Yay! They're awesome.
God damn it.
Guys.
They just big brothered the shit out of you.
Yeah. All right, Jimmy, your favorite print.
God.
It was that one.
There's just so many cool prints around here. It's really hard to choose one.
Your wife told me that you guys have like so many and you won't get them framed.
Yeah, it's...
Why?
I don't know, I'm just lazy. Cheap. I have some Greg Horn prints I got at Comic-Con that are pretty cool. Heather's stuff's pretty cool here. She has the Kill Bill stuff.
Oh my god, Black it's Mamba. So amazing.
Yeah. So that was pretty cool.
It showed up on my Tumblr the other day, and I was like, oh, I know that person.
I almost thought you were going to say tummy.
Wait, you don't...
I'm going to get here.
Not again.
Not again.
You're just not hip on the lingo.
I guess not.
No, yeah. Jimmy
there's
social
just,
media.
There's just so many, especially to my right. There's just so many
do,
awesome
He refuses
friends.
To do social media.
No, I can't be on there.
So then you, well, like, don't exist, right?
You know how we all have those grandparents that are, like, really afraid of the internet?
That's me.
Well, that's my mom. Like, she won't get a Facebook because she has five friends and she has all
but I feel like
numbers.
I know your exactly. mom based exactly. on your accounts of your mother on yours.
Yeah,
like
her mom is
the
wonderful.
Drunk selfies.
Yeah, she just got like a smartphone and so someone introduced her to emojis and so now she only communicates in emojis, so every like Friday Saturday night I'll just get a wine glass emoji.
That's the same as me.
Not only do I have I never I met her mom this. And like immediately love her, I'm also a little concerned.
I just got this. I just
she
got this new thing where you hold or what the hell is it? So you hold this down for everyone. There's a gift keyboard.
Thanks, yeah, Grandpa Jim.
We have we have what? Gift keyboards.
And then you just send it.
I need it.
Gift
you
keyboard.
Can't have it.
I need it.
I bet I can find it.
And you can like
can
change.
You like save?
Yeah, you
gifts?
Can save.
Say what?
And it's free.
Shit.
Like
Rebecca,
face palms.
We need this.
I don't want
waste
an iPhone
it.
Though.
No, but can you do it on Android?
Maybe.
Because I'm gonna get an Android.
Yeah, I don't know, guy. I don't know about that.
Yeah, what do you want to say about that?
I don't know who this
what do you
is.
Want? You working on a novel?
So candy corns. Who's like?
Oh, my favorite print is Ninja Turtles and Deadpool. So.
Oh yeah.
So professional.
Fuck this. Okay, move along.
Move along, sir.
Let's talk about Civil War.
Okay.
Yes.
Rebecca.
So when black
Rebecca.
People yes. and white people.
No. Wrong
Wait,
Civil
Ferguson?
War.
Wait, that's not even
oh.
the right.
That's
no.
not even.
Oh.
Wrong.
The
not
North,
the
North and the South.
Oh yeah.
The South.
He only knows Mexican history.
There's so, a Mexican Civil
yeah.
War.
Yeah, tell us about that, Jim Jam.
Yes.
Yep, no.
Teach us.
Yep, no.
History.
Look it up on your fancy phone.
Can't do that.
He doesn't have Facebook, so he can't research topics.
There actually isn't a GIF for that yet. And a GIF is a moving picture. Go on. Go ahead.
I pronounce it GIF.
Oh.
I pronounce it GIF as
it
well.
It actually is the guy that...
created
correct.
It.
Yeah.
You know
GIF.
What? You can have that argument with anybody,
and
people like Jim
care.
Will still be like, fuck off. No, it's
really?
Not. It's
yeah.
GIF.
That's how I am. Like,
that's
yeah.
how that argument
there's,
goes.
There's a video of him correcting somebody.
Did I say that?
I swear
and
there
and
is.
That's in the,
but then
like,
Obama said that it was GIF.
Oh, wow.
Thanks, Obama.
Well, he salutes with coffee cups
yeah.
as well, because he hates our troops, so we
no,
can't go there.
But like in the compact handbook, it says it's pronounced GIF, and you can have that argument
with
anybody.
But isn't GIF peanut butter?
It's GIF like the peanut butter.
And here's the thing. I'm not saying I'm right.
Giraffe.
I'm just saying I've been calling it GIF my whole life.
That's
right.
Civil War about the word GIF.
Yes.
That's what's going to divide us.
Segway. Civil yeah. War.
Do you see what I did there?
So Captain
Bring
America
it
calls it GIF. Iron Man is GIF.
Don't do that because...
lobotomizes himself.
Don't say that.
Don't say that because I'm a huge Cap fan.
Me too.
Hey, high five, bro.
But, like, I've heard things about the Civil War through Rebecca, and I know that Iron Man's a dick.
He's not necessarily... It depends on what side you're on. It depends on what side you're on.
I don't like that side.
But he's not...
Like,
this is just... He's saying, like, I support this. I think this is a good idea.
And I'm very anti-superhero Registration Act. So.
I don't like that. That's like... Do you know what that's like? That's like Nazi Germany. Okay.
Which is why we fall on the side of Captain America.
Captain America!
If you don't read the, if you haven't read the Civil War comics, they are so goddamn good,
yeah.
And they lead into. Can I just like spoil shit?
Yeah, go for
like,
it.
It leads into the death of Captain America.
Right. Bummer, dude.
It's like a 7-year-old storyline now. It's
yeah,
been
it's,
that long.
Yeah, and it leads into.
So
that,
I don't think it's spoilers
into...
anymore. I think it's like you should have read it or.
So. Speaking of, I was listening to a podcast the other day that wasn't ours, and they were talking about spoilers, and this guy, honest to God, made the case that you should never spoil anything. He even talked about, like, The Great Gatsby, like, it's insulting to spoil The Great Gatsby. And I'm like, and he
no.
was like, dude, how do
you
spoil a 100-year-old book?
I think that it's kind of subjective. Like, maybe it kind of depends on...
Like, if you know that somebody's going to read it and stuff,
right.
You know what I mean? It's their first time. You don't want to be the asshole that's like... Sorry, Snape kills Dumbledore.
What?
That's been out for 7 years. The movie's been out forever.
But
you're fine.
Did you know my tweets about that. I haven't.
Oh, shit, you're right.
Dude!
I forgot. That was a while ago.
Wow.
I'm such a monster.
I know.
Yeah, how's that coming, by the way?
I'm actually starting soon.
So,
as soon as my daughter grows up, and I have time to ever read
See,
again.
See, you'll forget by
Why
then.
Why don't you just listen to it?
That's not a bad idea.
Because then Stephen Fry does it.
Oh, he does?
Oh, there's also another guy that does it that's really good, too.
What, who is it?
Does oh, shit, I can't remember his name. It's like James.
He does, like, the voices and stuff. He's dope.
I do. No, I don't like it when they do the voices.
So
that's stupid.
So with Civil War, I mean...
I am Harry Potter!
Yeah. My worry is that the one thing is if this extends outright, I mean, they could lead him into Siege, Secret Invasion.
No, but they can't. Like, because...
They could. They won't, but they could.
Fuck you, they could.
Yeah. Well, fuck you too,
You can
Tom.
Do anything if you put your mind to it, Tyson.
Well, no. So, I mean, so here's my argument against Civil War is that they haven't built a world... Like, as far as, like, the Avengers are concerned and all the movies surrounding it, they've never even, like, really hinted at that there's this world out there where other super people are.
To be fair. They've only announced that they're rebooting the comics. They haven't officially announced that they're that they're doing it in movie form.
It's that bastard Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr. walking around being a dick, saying
he needs
things.
To be stopped.
Yes.
Coalition to stop.
Hashtag Robert Downey Jr.
You guys are almost to the point where we're not repeating conversations anymore. We're almost there. Yeah. Keep going.
Keep pushing.
We're almost to a new thing.
If we could just stop derailing for two goddamn seconds.
Right. It's hard.
But they also haven't announced when they would do a Civil War movie. So you still have all your Netflix shows that have to come out, and you still have... where they were hinting at introducing a ton of new heroes in Avengers 2 and the upcoming movies.
Yeah.
So they have opened the door to introduce a ton of other heroes. Just, we're not going to get a Civil War movie next week.
Right.
So cool your tits.
Yeah. Right. Well, and I think, they could use Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. to kind of start...
That's true.
Pulling everything in is the binding fibers.
But that seems kind of rude for people that don't like that show.
Yeah, it does.
And plus, there's a lot of people that don't watch that show.
The thing that confuses me the most is Sebastian Stan has been signed on for
nine movies. He's just going to be in every single end credit scene.
Yeah, but I think they're definitely moving toward. I mean, because Chris Evans. And Robert Downey Jr., these guys aren't going to be doing these forever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Either they don't want to continue to do them forever and have that be their entire rest of their career, or just not going to be able to. So I think they're making sure that they're setting the stage to make sure there's someone else that can carry on the mantle. And obviously with the comic books, Bucky takes over as Captain America for a pretty long stint, right? So that makes sense to do. They've introduced the lady Thor. The lady who is now worthy to wield the hammer.
Which, by the way, so they're rebooting Marvel, right?
Mm-hmm.
So enjoy your lady Thor while you have her. Enjoy your Black Cap while you have him.
Right, because they're going to reboot
her. Rude.
But if you think about it, though, I think it's cool that we talked about this in one of our previous podcasts, is that even just by them introducing that concept in the comics, that opens up the door for the movies, right?
They won't.
You don't think so?
I think there's...
I would be totally all about that.
That would be totally cool.
I think a lot of people would be all for it, but they're probably not going to do it.
Because it's been canon for so long that Thor is a dude. Cap is a white guy.
Yeah.
You have all of your old school comic book fans who, they're going to want to stick to that.
Yeah, but at the same time, look at Cap 2 with the introduction of the Falcon, right? Who, most of your common, fans of the Marvel Cinematic Universe had no idea that that guy even existed.
I didn't.
Right? But then they leave the theater the guy with the wings was so cool. They love that character, right? So if you were to pick up the S.H.I.E.L.D.
If you're
going to
be the guy with the wings,
I don't know.
So
I think people
black.
Would still go see it.
Well, but the thing is, I think if they were going to keep him in the comic world and keep him, they wouldn't have given him the wings with the costume. Because I love the fact that Falcon's taking over his cap, but seeing him with the wings, it's still
Captain Falcon.
Yeah, it's still separating him out. It's not... Mm-hmm. It's not, I don't know, he's not fully embracing it, and that's sad, because I'd like him to stay around for a while.
Okay, fair enough. You guys want to talk about DC?
Yeah. No, fuck off.
No. Oh, yes, now I want to hear why. All right.
DC's the worst.
This angers you.
DC's the worst.
Pull up the schedule.
I'm pulling up the schedule
Vertigo,
right now.
No Swamp Thing, no.
All right.
She
Rebecca, I'm going to run down the list,
she hates fun.
And I want you to react to each movie accordingly, okay?
Oh, here we go.
All right, so starting in 2016.
It's
going to
be totes for Totally Hot or Not.
I just want her to, react offhand. All right,
oh
2016,
God.
Batman versus Superman.
Nah.
Suicide Squad.
That wasn't one of you.
No, I get my own reactions, okay. Jim
Shut
Jam.
The fuck up, Jimmy.
Go ahead.
Suicide Squad.
What?
2017, Wonder Woman.
Why so long?
That's what she said.
Justice League. 2018, The Flash.
What?
Aquaman.
Ugh.
2019, Shazam.
Who?
Justice League 2.
Why?
It's like she already saw the first Justice League. She's like, why does there fucking need to be a second one?
They didn't leave it open for a sequel. Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let's go back to 2017. Shazam. The Lego Batman movie.
Only if Will Arnett's involved.
He is. Yeah, it's a spinoff of the Lego movie.
I'm fine.
Okay.
She hates like, Batman so much.
I fucking really? Hate Batman.
I love Batman so much, and she hates him.
Wow.
She all needs right. fun.
Batman is such a whiny bitch.
No, he's not.
You forgot the Green Lantern.
Oh, well, okay, so that's the thing. So that went up through 2019.
Now they extended
like,
it.
Unconfirmed post-2019 is a cyborg feature.
Oh, what?
another attempt at a Green Lantern.
Oh, wait, no, I saw that cyborg movie. It was called RoboCop.
RoboCop's really good.
Yeah, which one are you talking about, though?
The new one.
Oh, yeah, okay. Another Green Lantern try.
Sure.
Why not?
She liked Couldn't the first Green Lantern.
Shut the fuck up. Did you really?
I didn't hate it.
Oh. She watched it while she exercised, and she texted me about it.
I did. I live tweeted it.
We actually did a kind of a Riff Tracks thing with that film.
Oh yeah.
We I'll send you the link.
It got real bad.
Got dark.
It really did. I think I got really drunk that night.
He was crying. It was weird.
In the fetal position under there.
Ryan Reynolds.
We were losing our shit because I didn't realize this the first time I saw it, but they show his dad explode in that plane.
Like 100 like fucking 100 times.
Like, and they slow-mo it and pan slowly and around just, as the
they're
fire.
They're torturing him throughout the whole movie. Of just yeah. like, dad gets exploded. Dad
Your dad exploded.
Exploded. I get it. Yeah. It was in a helicarrier. I get it.
I'm going to make a Hot Wheels. Movie sucked, Rebecca.
I didn't say it was good.
Just saying that she didn't hate it.
Yeah.
That's too forgiving. All right, so is DC scrambling?
Yes.
You think so?
Yes. Why are they waiting till 2017 to make a Wonder Woman movie?
Because they're dicks.
Because the world is not ready for a female superhero. Come on. This is 2014.
This is 2014.
We're talking like it's 2030.
DC just celebrated their 75th anniversary, and they're just not... Oh, wait, no, it's their 100th. No, wait. 75th? Okay, because, yeah, Bats just turned 75.
Yeah.
And stuff, so, yeah.
I mean, the world is rough enough. We already have a black president. I don't...
It's all just downhill from there.
DC's making movies. We just give up.
Yeah. How do you guys feel about Gal Gadot or however they fucking say
it? Gal Gadot?
She needs to eat a sandwich.
I agree.
But, like, did you hear how they're doing, like, her origin story? They're doing, like, the new 52 origin story for her?
I like that.
Yeah?
I like that. I like the new 52 origin story for Wonder Woman.
I think that's a good way to introduce more of, like, a supernatural and mythological...
Hold on, let me give you some slack here. There we go.
I think it's a good way to introduce like a more supernatural and mythological aspect to the DC universe. Because that's something that Marvel hasn't quite done yet.
Right.
Which they're going to try to do with Doctor Strange.
Which, they did Thor. Like, pretty like right off the bat. You didn't like Thor? Did you hate Thor?
Run down the Marvel movies and get reactions from Danielle. They will be similar really? To my DC reactions.
So you're the DC fan.
She
girl.
Didn't like
DC
Avengers.
Fan. No, that's not exactly Wait, the case. What? That is not exactly the case. I do like the Avengers, but I only liked it. Like, it's not like I'm like, oh my god, this was the most best movie in the world.
So good.
It's okay.
Can I just
I thought
tell
it was
you?
All pretty like heavy-handed and actually, like predictable.
There was actually a point in that movie where I teared up a little bit because I was so excited and so happy about that movie. It was that long shot where they go from like character to character without any cuts.
Oh, so dope.
Yeah, like where they do like where like at first they come and the first shot is like Captain America fighting all the aliens and Iron Man lands and they do that move like right from the video games where he uses his shield to reflect his beams.
Yeah, that one.
And then Iron Man flies off and you follow Iron Man and it just goes from character to character to character.
Like, that was, right like that's now. A really good like right? It's a really
hold on,
good
we
shot.
Have a thing. There it
six
is.
To midnight over here.
Like, it's a really, really good shot, but I don't know, like, I never really had that much of, like, an attachment to the Marvel superheroes to begin with.
That's fair.
Like, I grew up with, like, animated, like, Batman the Animated Series and stuff like that.
Oh,
and
so, yeah.
And, like, the Batman movies, like...
The Batman movies, which ones are you referring to?
Like, the, like, Penguin. Diane with the chocolate milk.
Someone,
Someone that's what my parents told me it was like when I was a kid.
Aren't those
Danny DeVito?
Yeah.
When he's like bleeding.
Someone at work referred to those as the old Batman movies the other day.
No.
And I was like, fuck off.
No, those are the best Batman movies.
In my world, Batman can't turn his head, and that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
Some days you can't you know get what? Rid of a bomb.
As much as I love, like, the Nolan movies are, like, absolutely amazing to me.
I think they're meh.
But the Tim Burton ones, I think, are better in that they have the dark, gritty Batman, but they also have kind of like an homage to cheesy 60s Batman.
Yeah,
in
I love the aesthetic of it.
Exactly.
Like, I love really the look cool. of Gotham in
exactly.
those movies. They're so,
it's really cool.
So, but the Nolan movies for me, like, don't get me wrong, I love The Dark Knight, like, mm-hmm. with the Joker and stuff, it's great. But for, like, as a whole, looking at the trilogy, I'm just kind of like, like, because here's the thing. I'm a big Lego collector, right? So, like, yeah. I buy a bunch of Lego sets, got all the Marvel and DC stuff. They came out with that giant tumbler mm-hmm. from the Batman trilogy, yeah. and it came out, I almost bought it. It was $200. It's, like, a big one, right?
Of course it is. It's Legos.
Yeah, and it came with the Heath Ledger Joker minifig. And I almost bought it just for the goddamn minifig. Because I couldn't give a shit less about that Batmobile, because I think it's the dumbest fucking Batmobile
really? I think
ever made.
Awesome.
Like, Batman does not need, like, a tank,
he
like,
does.
Just wrecking
what
shit.
What happened to the old Cadillac? Or whatever it was he was driving.
That's what he needs. He needs a drop top.
Cruising down the highway.
That's right.
Is that too short? No, it's Batman.
No, it's Batman.
Sipping gin
it's
and juice.
It's hard to tell.
That's too short.
So Batman versus Superman, though, it kind of seems like they're cramming a lot of shit in there.
They really
like,
are.
Lot,
because
so
you have just like, Aquaman and rumors,
Wonder Woman.
And rumors abound that Jenna Malone is going to be Carrie Kelly.
Yep.
Which I read an article today that I guess an extra kind of broke contract like anonymously to spoil it and what was happening.
Ugh. That thing is terrifying. This guy just walked by with this terrifying puppet.
That's
everybody.
My baby.
It looks like you.
Oh my god. Its
like
legs
the same
are
size.
Its legs are fingers. It's so gross. I hate it. But I want to look at
burn
it.
It. Burn it. Burn it with fire.
But I want to see it up close, but I kind of hate it. Oh god.
Oh my god.
Hey, bring that thing over here.
That thing's amazing.
Look! Oh my god.
I am terrified right now.
This doll thing, it's got fingers for legs, and it's got like these like little, it's got Mr. Burns hands. Yeah. And then it's got like,
excellent.
And then it's like eyes. It looks like somebody's like, oh, like has the
cut off its eyelids.
No, it looks like somebody has like the Clockwork Orange like eyes opening machine on it. But it had been on there for way too long, so its eyes were stuck that way.
John, like, has, I think we kept the guy on the machine too long.
And then it has like eyes. A really gnarly like old man from like Tim and Eric comb over.
Ugh. I hate that thing now.
Okay, so
So Batman versus Superman. Crowded, or do we think that...
Crowded.
Okay, so first off, because, you know, we need to have the kind of the preemptive conversation. Did you guys like Superman, like Man of Steel?
I don't really give a shit about Superman.
But did you like the...
I've never seen it.
So...
I refuse.
So, really? Superman is the only thing I like out of DC. Because...
Okay.
I like Boy Scouts. Like, I like Superman and I like The Flash.
She likes Cyclops.
I do like Cyclops.
I like Cyclops.
Is Cyclops a Boy Scout?
Cyclops is a hell of a Boy Scout. That's why I love Captain America.
Right, same here.
And Man of Steel had my favorite origin story. Everything else was kind of... okay, everything looked like penises and vaginas.
Giger did it.
Yeah, just kidding.
HR. Yeah.
I like HR
Giger. Yeah. Everything Kryptonian looked like penises and vaginas.
Yeah.
Sex.
I think my biggest problem, and we talked about this one on our previous podcast, that like Superman just had like zero qualms about like bringing an entire city down around him to fight a single guy.
And the fact that he like had internal rage when he killed Zod.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, dude?
Yeah. Well, so here's kind of the example I use. I actually am apparently like one of six people on the entire planet that like Superman Returns. And
it's not bad.
I love that movie.
It's not bad.
And like my key example from that film is there's a point where Superman's racing to go do fucking something. I don't remember what it is, but like the glass
Superman
is exploding
stuff.
from the buildings around him, and he flies past it all, and that all this glass is gonna like land on these people, and he turns around like as he's still flying
and
towards his vision and melts it with his heat vision to
so
protect
it turns
the
to
people.
Sand.
Like a couple instances of that while he was fighting Zod in Man of Steel would have made a world of difference to show that like you know, he's there to protect the people, not just to, like, eventually break this guy's goddamn neck. But, so anyway, so given that...
I really like Superman Returns because he was very Christopher Reeve-y.
Yeah, well, that was the whole point, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's technically a spirit sequel to...
Superman 2. Yeah, so all
Superman
the other...
Because Superman 3 is awful.
All of them after 2.
Oh, there's more after 2?
There's one more.
There's one.
There's two more.
The one where he peels off this thing, and I know because...
That's Superman 2.
Oh, that is?
Oh. Yeah. And that's cheesy. Don't get me wrong.
But Superman 3, isn't that the one where he loses his powers? Or
no.
Superman, one of them is where he gets split, like Superman, like... So
and Bizarro? Clark,
no, Clark Kent and Superman get separated.
Oh.
And Superman's like a total dick, like a boozing, like shit-talking guy.
So that explains
Superman. And Clark Kent is like... the true Clark Kent, and I don't know. I don't really recall those that much.
Anyway.
I mean, one of them has Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
I think that's three.
It's like the Die Hard 3 of Superman movies.
What's the one where they're like in the plastic bag and he launches them into space?
I think you're talking about Superman 2 where they're in the glass.
Where they're in the cube.
Yeah, the glass cube. That
the cube.
Like a,
yeah, that's two.
It was a Ziploc bag. And I was afraid.
This
of
is Tom's
for
reference
a very long
for
time.
All comic book movies.
But what's
you
the
know,
movie with
the one with the Ziploc
bag? So, like, he takes his lunch to school and it's in, like, it's getting sent to that zone. What's that zone called?
So, like, he's negative
the
zone.
Negative zone. Negative zone. So he's constantly, like, just pulling, like, footlong sandwiches out of there, like, this little Ziploc bag.
I have freed you!
So, but Batman vs. Really Superman, excited. Like, love or hate Man of Steel, I mean, how are we feeling about Batman vs. Superman? Are we excited?
I'm excited for Batfleck.
So you're a Batfleck supporter?
I think it's good casting.
Everyone was like, fucking, no. And
you
I
know
was
what?
Like,
Ben
down.
Affleck is not thrilled with your choices either.
When, at the original announcement of it, I will admit that I was really kind of upset because I was like, where the fuck did that come from? Why not Matt Damon?
Matt Damon.
Rebecca and I had like a long text talk about it.
You can find it on Tumblr.
You can find it on our Tumblr. Where we were, twogirlsonetext.tumblr.com.
Where it's not we, what you think, Jimmy.
We just go off talking as
no,
Bat.
No, it probably is.
Like, quick, we gotta get to the Bat Car.
The Bat Car. The Joker. I can't do a Boston accent. We can do Brooklyn. I can
Joker.
Do Joker. How you like them apples? Riddler.
So do we want Robin and Wonder Woman and Aquaman and...
As long as Matt Damon is the Robin.
Isn't Injustice the movie.
Isn't Aquaman just a lawyer?
Yeah, like...
What?
So, yeah, no. He's a hippie who's got a, like, who's like... From what
Surf
they've
bum.
Talked about it, like, and the little things that they've kind of released and, like, rumored,
that
it
late,
sounds
yeah.
more like Aquaman. Arthur Wright is going to be more like a hippie, and he's really upset that, like, Superman has polluted the oceans. He's fucked everything up. And so he's going to go
every
sue,
living creature.
He's going to go sue Superman.
Even the stuff in the oceans.
And then there's the guy that lost his legs that's like, no, Superman's fine. He saved us. Look, he took my legs, but it was worth it.
What in the Sam fucking
so,
hell?
So I don't know.
What kind of origin is that?
Captain
no, like,
Planet? No.
This is the rumors that we've heard, and we discussed it on the podcast. I do have a... The Jimmy guy
yeah,
or whatever.
Scoot McNairy.
He's lost his legs, because his legs, he's got like these like green things on them when they've seen him offset.
Yeah.
That's
so,
super fucking weird.
So here's my question for you guys. When they... said was Aquaman already in Man of Steel, because there's that scene where he's like in the water and the whales save him or whatever, and somebody was like, oh yeah, that was Aquaman, he sent the whales to like go save Superman. Do you think that was true, or they're like just pulling for...
I think that is just like how they said in Captain America 2 that the Punisher was driving that
right, like fuck no he wasn't.
Yeah. You didn't hear about that?
No. What did the Punisher do?
No. So there's that delivery truck that like crashes into like cars and shit to save Captain America twice in the movie. And now the directors are going saying like, maybe that was Punisher, because Marvel owns the right to Punisher again. And so they're saying like, oh yeah, that was totally Punisher in that car, and we'll reveal that in a Punisher movie. Like,
I really hope so.
They're Robert Downey Jr.ing it.
Also, super excited because they hinted at the origin of Crossbones.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, it was great.
See now... But see, that's a great thing, because they've got the, oh no, that's Nuke. Never mind. I was going to say they could do the whole Nuke. Daredevil.
Yeah, but then they have to introduce, like, Red Sin or whatever, and she's the worst.
Yeah. No one likes her.
What about Lady, what's her name? Lady,
Deathstrike.
No.
Typhoid Mary?
She's over Hydra. Lady Hydra.
He always does that. He did that. He did that to me on the phone today.
I did.
He did that to me on the phone today.
What
He's
is
like,
it,
I'm on my lunch, and I called to talk to you about.
So anyway, I don't remember. It's like there's like Lady Hydra. There's the Green Woman. She's like Lady Viper or something like that. She's in Cap. I don't know. They can do a lot of stuff.
Do I even need to say it?
Nope.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah.
What's next?
I forgot what I was talking about.
Oh, Superman.
Jesus
Batman.
Christ.
Like, how excited Batman. Are we? Is everybody excited?
Meh.
I'm going to lead now.
I'd rather just watch Freddy versus Jason.
I need to see that.
It's so bad. It's good.
It is. I've actually seen that. It's fucking terrible.
If you check Amazon, we bought it the other day. They have like the entire Freddy collection on Blu-ray for like $23 or something if it's still going.
I'm good. Like, they had, I like Freddy.
They had Buffy
like,
on sale this week. Jim Jam.
Oh.
I don't like him.
Well, welcome to the podcast.
All right, so with it being Halloweenish time,
oh,
let's talk about favorite horror movies.
Yes, please.
Can I talk about a video game too?
Yes, please.
Yeah, you can talk about a video game.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, in reference to your message to me on Facebook, the next episode that will be released is video game centric.
Oh, then I won't listen to it.
No, but wow. I thought you liked video games.
I do. No, but I like your
do you know
the one episode that was like more comprehensive.
No, that's what it is. Like, the main focus is on video games.
Do you know what's so funny? Is that a year ago, you'd say video games and she'd be like, meh, meh.
Yeah, I'm a gamer now.
Really? What do you play on?
Totes a gamer.
Totes. What's up, Austin? Hey, sorry I didn't text you back. I'm glad you made it, though. He's my tattoo artist.
Ah.
It's awesome.
So,
that was weird.
Nothing.
That was really weird.
All right.
Well, you just like made the whole vibe of the table weird.
So, Totes a gamer.
Totes a gamer.
What are you playing on? PlayStation, Xbox?
PC and Xbox One.
Nice. What do you play on Xbox One?
Right now, I'm just slowly working my way through Child of Light.
All right.
Really? You're still working on that?
Yeah, I know. No, and I'm not playing Destiny because I live in a compound house and everybody's fucking playing Destiny, and so I don't get a chance to.
Did the wizard come from the moon?
Yeah, hold on. I have killed so many goddamn moon wizards.
Oh, man.
Like, I'm pretty sure they're an endangered species now. Because after, like, that little conversation we had, I'm like, I'm going to go find some goddamn moon wizards
and just
kill them left and right. Like, my guy is, like, completely decked out for specifically killing moon wizards. That's all I do.
I really want to play Destiny so I can talk about killing moon wizards.
You need to play Destiny and get leveled up to level 26 because we need a 6-man team to do the Vault of Glass raid.
How long will it take me to get to level 26?
Let's see, I've been playing it since release and I just got to 26 today.
So you can do it in 2 weeks if you really focus.
Yeah,
oh my God,
really
but I
just,
can't.
You need to neglect Andrew, don't do any more podcasts, get fired from work, and you can get
Destiny.
There.
Yeah.
What, Pam?
Your friend with the beard.
Where is he?
Yeah, where is he?
Not here.
So, what's your favorite horror movie?
Favorite horror movies. We'll start. Danielle, you seem super fucking excited.
I fucking love horror movies. I can talk about them all the time.
All right. How about you
try,
stick to like
try
your
Try taking
top
her to a haunted house, though. Like,
no, haunted
teeth.
Houses are different. Haunted houses, they yell at you in your face.
Yeah.
Like,
haunted houses
scary
are dumb.
Movies. The TV. You. Haunted houses right up here.
I put my hand in Rebecca's face because this is an audio podcast.
All right, favorite horror movies.
Oh, shit. Halloween, the original.
Okay.
Oh, God, Shaun of the Dead.
Okay.
Oh, God, this is so hard. I can't be put on the spot like this. Let the Right One In is really, really good.
The what?
Let the Right One In.
Oh, okay.
Suspiria.
What?
The music.
Suspiria.
The music and Suspiria.
Dario Argento. It's
amazing.
Fucking amazing.
What, mid-70s, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
The Witch Show,
so good.
Right?
Yeah,
it's
yes.
really good.
Okay.
Horrifying.
It's good.
It's got, like, the brightest red blood you've ever seen.
Yeah, like, and it's, like, these witches...
Technicolor.
They're, like, at a ballet school, and there's all this creepy shit going down. It's really good.
It's so good.
And
you
need
to watch
it.
You
can get it for, like, $5.
Okay.
Yeah. You should
I'll
watch it. What's it called?
I'll probably pass.
Suspiria. Except, like, it's an Italian film, and so everybody's, like, dubbed. So, like, the main girl kind of, like, looks funny sometimes when she talks, but it doesn't really take you out. Like, once you kind of, like, And then, finally... Oh, shit, I had it, and then it left me. Oh, Rosemary's Baby.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay.
The Exorcist is really good, too, but... Yeah. I know.
Calm?
What she said? I like Freddy Krueger a lot. So
you didn't even hear about that one from the 70s.
So yeah, like, he did. He was the one explaining it to you.
I just explained it to you.
I wasn't listening.
Yeah, he was over here telling you how much it costs.
Welcome to my podcast.
Was it $5?
Yeah, $5.
I was
listening. He can't get no respect.
No respect.
No respect.
He's
running dead.
I love the Nightmare on Elm Street movies, Halloween, any of the George A. Romero stuff.
Really? What about Day of the Dead? Let's talk about Day of the Dead, can we?
Yeah, I don't know.
Which one's the one where they're in the mall?
In the mall, that's Dawn of the Dead.
That's
my favorite. And I like the remake of Dawn of the Dead.
God damn it, Tyson.
Of course it is.
There's some later, like Diary of the Dead I really liked.
Oh, really?
Dance of the Dead. It was a Dance, yeah, Dance of the Dead wasn't him, but it was like a throwback to him I really dig. Red Snow. Red Snow is really cool. It's like these... It's a Swedish-ish movie. These students go up to a cabin above like old Nazi Germany.
Dead snow.
And then like Nazi zombies come out of the ground and start murdering everybody. Dead Snow, that's what I'm thinking.
I reviewed that for Big Shiny Robot.
What the fuck is this?
Dead Snow, I'm bad at titles. So Dead Snow is a lot of fun.
I help.
Thank you, I appreciate it because I'm kind of dumb. Those are really mine. And then video game-wise... I'm 25 minutes into The Evil Within. Go fucking buy it. The game is the worst nightmare ever.
Oh my god,
so
I
wanted
to play that.
Like,
what
that?
Is it?
It's a horror game. So you start out.
It looks fucking terrifying.
It is so you start out right.
Hold on, before I give your description, let me kind of set the stage.
Set the stage.
The other night, I was watching something on Hulu, like laying in bed on my phone. I think I was watching South Park. Something like, oh okay, yeah. I can fall asleep to this.
Yeah.
Like yeah, lighthearted. And a commercial came on, like a Hulu commercial, 15 fucking seconds,
yeah.
And I was up for like another 3 hours.
Kay.
I was like, this game looks fucking terrifying.
So let me set the stage to how much they fuck with you in this game. So I'm like,
oh, no.
I'm like, all right, they're going to set a tone, it'll be fine. So you're driving with like four detectives, you get a call to multiple homicides at a hospital. You're like, okay, we'll go. So starting out like kind of detective-y crime drama, you're walking into the first building, there's dead bodies everywhere, you're just talking cop talk, suddenly this thing appears behind you, stabs you in the neck, screen goes black, and then you wake up hanging upside down with this big butcher monster cutting up human bodies, and it goes from there.
Fun.
And there's like stuff you can't kill. Like they chop you up. At one point, you're running in the first intro, and you fall through a trap, and you land in this giant pool of blood. So you're wading through a vat of blood,
trying
to get out of this like room.
Nope.
And everything is very obviously booby-trapped.
Nope.
Because when you get to the end of like a room where there's a monster, you hit a red button, it opens a gate, and you step through, and the gate slams shut and locks. So it's almost like somebody set these traps for you to get through. And that's 20 minutes of gameplay of the beginning, and you don't even know why you're there yet. And that's how far I am.
God damn.
It's awesome.
Nope.
Dead Space is
nope.
my favorite.
Nope. Yeah, Dead Space is one of my favorite
I want to play it so bad again.
I got bored of that game.
Shut the fuck up. Get out of here.
I got like 6 hours into it. I'm like, this is boring.
Dead Space 1?
Yeah.
Even did you just put it on easy, just blow through it for the story?
No, I just like put on normal and was like going through it. I'm like, this is fucking
Dead
stupid.
Dead Space 1 and 2 are amazing.
That's what everyone tries to convince me about, but I don't buy it. Rebecca, horror movies.
Okay. Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah.
So good.
I have yet to watch that.
Oh. I'm sorry, what?
It's so amazing.
Can we have like a movie, like can we have a movie night where we watch
Please?
That?
It's amazing.
Yeah, my wife hasn't seen it. Let's double up.
It's so good.
That'd be Toad's cue.
Toad's a door, as my mom would say.
I thought your mom just tested wine glasses.
A door. No, well, then I was hanging
That's
out
what
with
the
her.
Wine glasses
and
mean.
She's like, oh, Toad's a door. Toad's a door? And I'm like, are you trying to say Toad's a dorms? And she's like, yeah, whatever. Cabin in the Woods. Let the Right One In. I love that one. Evil Dead 2. So good. I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
And then I might get a lot of slack for this one, but Paranormal Activity, the first one.
I like Paranormal Activity 1, except for the ending.
See, and I think for me on that one, everybody hyped it up for me so much, and then I watched it, and I was like, oh, it was okay.
See, that movie fucked me up for months.
Really?
I had to sleep with the TV on for months.
Wow.
Did you like the third one?
I didn't. After the first one, I didn't watch any
the,
of them.
See, number the ones number good. Ones are good.
The so, third one is fucking great.
One,
the
three, third, five.
And one, three, and
Let's
then
see, two,
the marked
four.
Ones.
Oh, okay, and that was the one in like LA,
it's
right?
It's a spin-off one,
yeah.
Okay. And that one's pretty good.
Yeah, the odd number ones are good.
Okay, I'll have to watch.
Because the third
Only
one is
watch
like a,
the
third one is like a prequel in the 80s. Oh, it's
I
good.
Could do that.
It's good.
Jimmy,
there's a snake on
yeah,
it. Too.
I know.
Jimmy,
favorite horror movies. I like Omen. I don't think The Shining is really a horror movie, but I like The Shining.
What about The Conjuring? Weren't you guys like
the
all about that?
The Conjuring is
was
great.
Pretty good.
It's good.
Like
that's
terrifying.
Like the that's like one of the more recent ones that I keep hearing everyone talk about.
That was
and I fucking
good.
Hate horror movies. No, I just think they're fucking.
I know, and it really upset me when
you
I saw that.
My boyfriend, I was watching The Conjuring, and he's like, "Oh, I don't like horror movies. They like make me feel anxious." I'm like, "That's like saying you don't like comedies because they make you feel happy."
Yeah, like that's a point. But they don't even make me feel anxious. I just sit there and I'm like, I'm so fucking bored with them.
Do you want a horror movie that will make you anxious?
Sure.
The Seasoning House.
The what? Seasoning House?
Uh-huh. It's not really...
full of spices.
It's actually not really very horror-y. It's more of like a thriller.
Okay.
It's set in Bosnia during the huge scary war and stuff. And there's like a deaf mute girl who like has to kill people. And like it's really crazy. It's like seriously the entire time you're just like, holy fuck, what's gonna happen?
It's all because she couldn't find the paprika.
No, she was like, where's the marinade?
McCormick did it.
Oh, what's his face?
Someone give me some goddamn parsley.
Mrs. Dash.
Who is the Spanish guy with all the awesome movies?
Danny Trejo.
No.
Guillermo del Toro.
Yes, all of his movies, like
The Devil's Backbone.
Yeah.
Kronos. Pan's
I love
Labyrinth.
Those. So yeah, they're like dark fantasy, but
they're really good.
Have you seen The Orphanage?
Yes, I have.
So
yes.
Orphanage is so good. He presented really good. That.
Hmm. Oh yeah. Okay.
The Orphanage is really good. Have you seen The Orphanage?
No.
What was
Venture, a movie that he did? Sorry, that he presented that I did not like, and it was his. Are you afraid of the dark? Was it Are You Afraid of the
That's
Dark?
That's Nickelodeon.
Oh, yeah.
With like the little like monster demon thingies.
That was kind of awful.
I present for the consideration of the Nickelodeon Society.
Isn't Jack Black doing an Are You Afraid of the Dark movie?
Possibly.
I think so.
They're working on it. I think.
Say what?
Yeah.
That's a thing. Or was it Goosebumps?
It's Goosebumps.
Oh my god, they're on Netflix, all of them.
All the Goosebumps.
Are You Afraid of the Dark is on YouTube.
Yeah. Oh,
and nice. It's on Amazon Prime.
No one signs up for Amazon Prime.
We do.
A ton of people sign up for Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime is fucking wonderful.
Come on, Grandpa Tyson. Everybody's on
guys,
Amazon.
It's all about the Netflixes.
I know at least two people that sign up for Grandpa. Amazon Prime because I call them when I have to buy something on Amazon, and then I PayPal them money, and they get it overnighted for me.
I have friends. They like all chip in on an Amazon Prime, and they have just one Amazon account for like everyone's to use.
It's genius.
Dang. So, like I said, I'm not a big fan of horror movies, and this one probably falls more in the category of thriller, but I really love the first Saw movie. Bye, Austin.
I need to see the first
the
Saw
first
movie.
One is,
the first one's awesome.
Good.
Carrie Elwes.
We saw the third one in the theaters. That was the very first one. The entire time I just had my head, because the time I wasn't very good with gore.
Well, that's the thing. Like, after the first one, they become more, like, torture porn.
And the second one is super torture porny.
The third one is awful. The third one with, like, the vat of, like...
Needles?
I think it was needles.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I was inside
that's
my
That's actually when I checked
time.
Out of the series. Because, like, the second one, I was like, eh. And then the third one, I was like, I'm out. I saw that in theaters, so, like, I watched the whole thing. But
I started to watch the third one, and I was like, frost out. No, thank you.
I was just... Nope, but the first
the
one I really
we need to talk about all the suckers here.
Oh yeah, that was really weird. We'll talk about that in a sec.
What about Insidious? Anybody fans of Insidious?
I hated Insidious.
Danielle made me watch
like
Insidious.
You hated it
I didn't
make
no, 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 no. Okay, so Danielle and I watched Insidious, and what was the other one? That
Sinister.
We watched? Sinister. I get them
confused.
I didn't
like Sinister, but I liked Insidious.
Which
a lot.
Is the one that hated Insidious?
Which is the one that has Ethan Hawke looking sad and scary?
Sinister.
Okay, yeah.
I liked Sinister a lot.
See, and I'm the opposite, so weird.
Sinister was like messed up.
Sinister was pretty messed
edited
up.
Edited my language.
They're smart.
No,
I like
nice.
It.
Way to
there's
be
children
of your
right next to us, and we don't want
to
like scream swears.
Yeah, fuck that
it.
Was.
But was I, you know, Insidious, I just butt. Felt like it was. It was too close to Poltergeist for me, and so that's why I had a hard time. And then the only thing that really scared me in it was the lipstick demon. The one that's like standing right behind it. That part freaked me the fuck out.
I don't remember anything
like,
from
Patrick Wilson
Insidious.
Is like just talking, and there's just like the red thing like right over his shoulder, and like, ugh.
It's when the psychic's drawing it, right? And
yeah.
It's like,
Now,
I like that
show. I will say this. So I had this experience when I was like in junior high. Everyone remembers the Blair Witch Project.
Fucking love the Blair Witch Project.
Okay, so now this is pre like. You know, getting on the internet and finding out about every little tidbit of a rumor about any movie ever, right? So, this is actually at Lucas's parents' house. So, we're in junior high, and it's me and Lucas and probably like five or six of our other friends.
In basketball
and
shorts.
It's around this time, you know, it's... no underwear.
Just freeballing it all over the place.
Oh, it's just so many prepubescent
dark,
balls.
Smanging it.
But,
oh.
So anyway, so... They're like, oh, so his mom is big on, like, holidays, and especially, like, Halloween and Christmas. So it's Halloween. It's like, you guys, Lucas, invite your friends over. Let's watch this Blair Witch Project and stuff. So prior to watching the Blair Witch Project, she shows us all, like, the fake newscasts, right?
Oh, my God.
And I'm in junior high.
What a cool mom.
I'm in junior high. So I'm thinking, like, oh, this is what the fuck is going on? Like, I'm buying into it. Like, just all the way. I'm completely invested in this. And so then we watch the movie. And at the very end of the movie, when the guy turns from the corner and sees...
The girl does, and, like, the guy's in the corner, uh-huh. Like, oh!
Because the thing was, is, like, they wouldn't let the other person watch the Blair Witch kill, so they make him stand in the corner, right? So,
oh,
and then
God, it's so
slam,
chilling.
And the camera drops. Right as the camera hits the ground, every light in the house just goes out.
Shut the fuck up.
His dad had gone down to the freaking, what's it called?
The breaker box?
The breaker box, and threw the main That's breaker for the house.
What
like
cool parents.
Right at the set. My friend Jordan gets up. He runs out of the house.
Oh, my God.
He stands up and runs out of the house, which I don't know why he did that, because in Lucas's parents' front yard, there's, like, a lot of, like, really old big trees, yeah. Which just kind of seems like prime Blair Witch real estate.
Right.
So I was just like, what the fuck? Why would you run out? And, like, we all just, like, pissed our pants. So that was terrifying. So I have fond memories of the Blair Witch Project.
That's awesome.
See, we were gonna like the first scary movie that I watched, I think, was Scream, and it was like at a Catholic, it was youth group, and we were having like a slumber party.
That's weird.
And like
I learned to break dance there. For real, I did.
Catholics are weird.
Was it a Catholic slumber party in the hood?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
It Maybe. Was, and then we God, had sorry. The choice of either watching Scream or Blair Witch, and I was just like, no, Blair Witch is real. I can't.
I'm telling you.
I love Scream. I forgot. I love Scream.
Scream, the Scream series, except for the third one. I liked the fourth one.
See, and I think I've only seen the first three. I don't think my wife won't let me watch Scream 4 because she says it's stupid. So maybe I'll watch it.
Is Scream 4 the one where it's like a reboot?
Babe, I want to watch
Scream 4. No, Scream 4 isn't. Scream 4 is actually like a direct sequel.
Oh, okay.
And stuff.
I like Scream though.
But you said that's the first horror movie you ever saw? Because for that to be enjoyable, isn't that like one of the ones you have to see like classic horror movies to appreciate?
I wasn't enjoying it. Like I was afraid of at the time.
You're like, there's a lot of therapy that I had after that.
I don't get any of it.
You know what? Ask her about her preschool and her daycare days. They would put her in cages and she'd have to watch Predator.
Shut up.
No, that's not what happened.
That is exactly what happened.
We're changing the podcast.
So
Danielle, tell us about
we watched Howard the Duck. We watched Predator.
I own that movie.
And, yeah.
And why? Like,
I don't know.
That's amazing.
It was one of the,
that was a good idea.
It was one of those house daycares.
Yeah, it was one of the house daycares where they, like, converted the garage into a daycare.
Oh.
And also known as Predator and Howard the Duck screening room.
Yeah.
Right?
So the other day, I watched Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back with my 3-month-old. But, you know, whatever.
That's okay.
You know
what?
When I was young, my parents took me to see There's Something About Mary.
Right. Oh, yeah. See?
And my mom, like, to this day, she's like, I fucking regret that.
It's made you the person you are today.
Better or worse.
But, yeah, when I was, like, a little kid, I was afraid of everything. Like, I was afraid. We started watching Men in Black, and the moment the cockroach showed up and, like,
she noped right out of there.
I did.
You're
I
like, this is too heavy for me.
And then when I was like, and then when I was in fifth grade, we had to go to like a slumber party because in Catholic school, like if you had to invite everybody that was girls or everybody that was boys and whatnot.
Catholic schools are weird.
Yeah. Anyways, and like
Jim Jenkins.
We started watching. Yeah.
It's right. Everything's right.
It's legit.
We started watching Blade at this slumber party, and I'm just like, we're eating pizza, and I'm just like, why is there blood? And so,
that's awesome.
And then they watched the Candyman, and I like just hung out in the room listening to The Offspring.
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
That's Catholic school.
Critters is another good
movie. Critters,
yeah. Well, hold on. And can we talk about
The Cripes?
What about Slither?
Slither, so good.
Right.
That's up there.
And then Children of the Corn.
Yeah,
fuck off.
See, Children of the Corn.
I don't know. I'm just saying horror movies at this point.
Village of the Damned.
Yeah, Village of the Damned. Is that a
the
thing?
Bad Seed.
Twilight.
Yeah.
Vampire Diaries.
If you saw like the special effects on that movie, it's terrifying.
Jeepers Creepers.
Jeepers Creepers. I just barely saw that one.
It's really fun.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Spoiler alert. The big thing pinned to the barn at the end, and he's just sitting there with like his machine gun waiting. He's just like
Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Oh, yeah.
So good. Yeah. I talked
they're making a sequel.
I know.
I'm so excited.
So good. Because it left so much room for so many unanswered questions.
It really actually like wrapped things up. Like it was such a nice story.
It's a tidy little story.
Yeah, everything like works out in the end and it's like, huh? What?
More college kids.
More goddamn college kids.
It's gonna be awesome. I can't wait.
Jimmy's like, please be boobs this time.
See, I didn't even care this.
Yeah, you cared.
In Sleepaway Camp, I cared when I saw that girl's dick.
Oh my god, Sleepaway Camp is so good. And I love
Spoiler
Sleepaway
alert.
Camp 2.
Yeah.
What?
Have you never seen Sleepaway Camp 2?
There's penises?
Yeah.
Yeah, because she is transgender.
Yes.
And
I found that out the hard way. Try clicking through one of
she's
those.
She's pretty horrifying. No, the thing is that she's really scary looking. She's like
tribe.
This like, creepy like demon looking thing.
Tom for sound effects. Tom, think of something. No? Okay, he's done.
Jim Jam, like, I know I'm the girl who uses You Name a Porn Parody, I've Seen It, to make friends.
Do you know porn stars? I do. Go ahead. Sorry. You said porn. I went there.
No, Name a Porn Parody. Like, I've seen it.
She reviewed the Doctor Who porn parody for Big Shiny Robot.
She should review the Bob's Burgers one, too.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
That's
you should
on
see
your
my
list.
Notes. It goes dark real fast.
I bet it's
There's not,
good.
Like, any, like...
No.
It's, like, 90% spitting.
No, but, like... There's no like incest stuff, is there?
No.
Okay.
No,
it's Bob and Linda.
Like all just Bob and Linda.
Pretty much.
Like,
yeah.
Because
yeah,
I'm thinking about the show.
She texted it to me.
I was like, what?
Spitting. It's like 90% spitting.
I gotta see this.
No, this is. Hold on.
I gotta see this.
This is what I wanted. I wish I could be a fly on the wall.
Can we have a movie night?
For Rebecca watching one of these. Yeah.
You know
I
what?
Just picture,
in my
like,
notes.
She's just like laying in bed with like a bowl of popcorn.
Article. And I've got
and
my cat
like,
next to me.
Like next to her. And she's just popping popcorn. Just like,
that's
taking
gross.
Like serious notes.
That's
like,
gross.
I'm taking the. And I didn't have my headphones in or anything. And my roommates were like milling around outside my room. And I didn't have my headphones on. And I'm like, I can only imagine like what they're hearing. And I'm doing this for science, you guys.
Yeah, it's for. It's important. To let the people know.
This is important work. The people have to know.
And I will say this. Like, I've seen my fair share of porn parodies. Never have I ever seen characters stay in character the whole
awesome.
Time.
Really?
Never, ever.
Usually they get down to business and it's just like straight, like, okay, let's do this. But these people like stayed in character.
They want that Academy Award.
Like if like a porn. Like seriously, she should win an award. I just don't know how
else. The Linda character?
The Linda character.
How's the voice? Does she get the voice down?
And she's superb. She should win an award.
Is this by the same guy who did the
Leroy Myers? Leroy Myers, you betcha.
She knows the names.
Oh my god.
Yeah, she.
We need to have a movie night.
Yeah, movie night.
Nope.
Rebecca's like, there's way too much spitting in this movie.
For my taste.
Oh, God.
I think that's a great note to end the podcast on.
Yes.
Say goodbye. It's the last time you're going to see it.
I can't look at it anymore.
I can't. It's weird. It's
good
too
thing,
weird.
Like, I can't quite turn my head because the headphones. So, like,
so that saves you. You've been saved.
So.
There's a bat flying out of the moon.
Shut up.
I think it's an owl.
No.
I think not. That's the point of art, is it's open to interpretation.
Yeah.
Interpret.
It's like, no.
All right. Rebecca, Danielle, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for
having
us. This
was a lot of fun. We need to do like, we'll do like an official podcast and get Tom a new goddamn laptop.
Yes, please.
Fundraiser to get Tom a new laptop.
Kickstarter.com.
GoFundMe.
You guys have fancy sponsors.
We do. We do. Yeah, speaking of which, we have to plug the Bohemian.
Yeah, you guys.
SuperheroStuff.com and SecretCompass.com. Ladies, Hello Sweetie Podcast, where can people listen to your great podcast?
HelloSweetiePodcast.com. We're on iTunes and Stitcher. You can follow me on Twitter at Joss Whelan.
But you can not follow- Joss. Hold on, real quick. Just real quick. How did that ever turn out? Because someone...
I think the jig was up. Like, So, someone had tweeted at me thinking I'm at Joss Whedon. Joss Whelan, by the way, is my derby name. And he had tweeted at me, at Joss Whelan, Avengers trailer, please. And I'm like, I'm on the case. And someone was like, you should have just sent him the link to the old Avengers trailer. And I'm like... and then I tweeted immediately after, like, you guys, somebody tweeted at me thinking I'm at Joss Whedon. Don't fuck this up for me. And I think he got on.
That's amazing.
Danielle, what were you going to say? I'm sorry. I just wanted to hear about her Joss Whedon.
No, that's fine. Up. No, like...
And they can find you on Twitter, or do you not want people to know?
That's, no,
is
I want
it a
people.
Secret?
Follow me on Twitter, please. @Damielle_
Perfect. Perfect. You want to give a shout out to the other two Hello Sweeties?
Hi, Chris. Hi, Charity.
There we go. All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll catch you guys next month or next week or whenever the fuck we decide to do this again.
Peace out, dudes.
Seacrest out.
Thank you for listening to the Big Shiny Podcast. As always, you can check us out on iTunes. Please listen and rate. You can also find us on Stitcher. And be sure to check out our good friends at Entertainment is Dead and the Full of Sith Podcast. And a special thanks to our good sponsors at Secret Compass, who you can find at secretcompassonline.com.